Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's July 7th, 2020, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Local events, there will be a lunch and learn on July 23rd at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. It is a celebration of our leadership Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. The Alumni Showdown 2020 Golf Classic will be at the River Greens Golf Course, 47 Westlake Damon Drive in Avon Park on August 22nd. There will be cash prizes, raffle prizes, door prizes, breakfast and catered lunch, live entertainment, and two door tickets are included. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Non-sponsored fees are $100 per player and $350 per team. Sponsorships are available for businesses looking to do so. Tournament fee includes breakfast, lunch, green and cart fees, and two-door tickets. You can register for these events at hardycc.com. Have some jobs here in Hardy County. Florida Cancer Specialist is looking for a patient services specialist. You must have experience in the healthcare field as a medical receptionist, attention to detail, multitasking, interpersonal, and strong communication skills are required, as well as strong computer skills. Previous experience with electronic medical records is preferred. Burger King in Wauchula is looking for a new crew member. Anyone with a desire for increasing responsibility is preferred for the position. Santo Remedio LLC is looking for a delivery associate for Amazon package delivery. Requirements include working at least one weekend day per week, at least 21 years of age, work authorization in the USA, pass a 7-year background check and drug test, a driver's license and a clean 3-year record, and driving insurance. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. If you have a job opening, news, or event coming up, be sure to send it to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. If you have an event, remember to attach any brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll help us pull the best information to read on air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, plus business news and the weather. Hardy Midday will return after this brief message.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. It's time for your weather and forecast report. This report last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather, mostly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 70%, heat index 100, winds southwest at 6.9 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.09 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning and afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, west winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 108. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the late morning and early afternoon, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%, heat index values up to 108. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 20%. That was your weather report and forecast. Now let's go on to your sports news.
With Esperance Sports, I'm Patrick Voss. The Kansas City Chiefs have made sure they'll have Super Bowl MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes around as long as possible.
Mahomes agreed to a 10-year extension worth up to $503 million. It includes $477 million in guarantee mechanisms and includes a no-trade clause and opt-out clauses if guarantee mechanisms aren't met. It's the richest contract in professional sports history, surpassing Mike Trout's $426.5 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels. The Chiefs had the 218 NFL MVP under contract for the next two seasons, but wanted to lock up their star who led them to their first Super Bowl title in 50 years last February. George Manzani reporting.
PGA Tour and the Memorial have scrapped state-approved plans to have limited spectators next week in Ohio. The Memorial was scheduled to be the first tournament with spectators since golf's return from the COVID-19 pandemic-caused shutdown. The state had approved a plan for 20% capacity at Muirfield Village. This is Esser in Sports. Seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson missed Sunday's Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway as he became the first NASCAR driver to announce he had tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday.
Asymptomatic, so I don't have the fear. We don't know how many days in that I am right now, so there is some concern that my conditions could worsen, but I literally have had zero symptoms.
It's unclear when Johnson will be able to return, though NASCAR rules state that he must be symptom-free, test negative for the coronavirus twice, and tests that are at least 24 hours apart and be cleared by a physician. More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the team's name immediately. The letter was delivered on the same day that President Trump voiced his opposition to any name change by the club. Several team sponsors have come out in favor of a change. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. A judge has ordered the Dakota Access Pipeline to shut down.
The order is for additional environmental review more than 3 years after the pipeline began pumping oil. The ruling hands a victory to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg in Washington, D.C. wrote that it must be done within 30 days. Pipeline owner Energy Transfer Partners says it will ask a court to halt the order. John Scott reporting.
The government has identified roughly 650,000, mostly small businesses and nonprofits, that have received the payroll protection money to avert job losses from the coronavirus. Some of the recipients are questionable, but Senator Marco Rubio says that the release of the data provides much-needed transparency. Wall Street Monday, S&P up 50, Dow up 460, NASDAQ picks up 226 to a new record 10,434. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you, as always, by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news, events, and job openings. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. or a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.